D-Mace Finnegan and Donick 102.5 The Game, broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Finnegan, and David Janes here with you. Willie, Derek, and I are in here for the first time in a couple of days. The temperature has dropped by 15 degrees.
Feels so good.
The thermostat was in the mid-80s on Tuesday.
It was a scorcher in here.
It was a scorcher.
Sculpture. It ain't scorcher.
Oh,
sculpture.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, sculpture. Ain't no scorcher. You pronounced it like scorcher.
It's a scorcher. What it is. A scorcher.
It sounded too nice.
Yeah, it sounded too nice, man.
Okay.
That sounds pleasant.
Exactly.
Scorcher. That's heat that hits you. That's heat that hits you hard.
That sounds like it will hurt.
Yeah.
But today is the first day of high school football season.
Oh, yeah.
Connor Newt and Parker Kelly, right after our program, will host the game Blitz. I know Chase McCabe is calling a game tonight. Joe Dubin is doing some high school football coverage. Nick Frazier is involved. The whole station is...
We everywhere.
...is prepared for high school football season. So it got me wondering about your first memory of high school football, Derek Mason. Care to share?
Oh, absolutely. Why wouldn't I? My first memory or my first high school game was against, we played Henry Ford, and it was my junior year. First game ever. It went down to the wire, Willie. Went down to the wire.
Set the stage.
Guess who? My man.
Set the setting. What kind of, we call it fall night or is it like late
No, it's summer.
Summer.
It's summer. We play in the daytime. We play in the daytime.
Saturday morning or?
No, Friday. After school, we play after.
You played after school.
Yeah, Willie.
So not Friday Night Lights. This is not. Bruh,
we ain't had no lights.
Well, I'm glad you said that because
exactly.
I was picturing under the
lights. No,
no. That's why I'm asking.
We didn't have no lights, man. We didn't grow up like that with lights, man. You okay. Want lights? You get headlights. Turn them on. We've done that before for practice. Okay. But here we go. So no, there are no lights up. But the crowd. There's a huge crowd because it's Henry Ford versus Detroit Mumford, and going back and forth. And we're down, I think, 5 or 6 points somewhere around there. And it's third down, third and long. My man Tashala drops back. He heaves that sucker up down the right sideline. And who's out there running like a deer? Yours truly. They call me D-Nice back then. Yours truly, D-Nice. Bam.
My name is D-Nice.
Caught it. Bam. Fell into the end zone. And that was the start of what I am, what I was in the NFL.
Sweet.
Man, I remember that like it was yesterday.
Oh, I love that.
Remember that like it was yesterday.
D-Nice. So was that when the song was out? My name is D-Nice? They call me
D-Nice? One of my homeboys gave me that. I didn't. He gave me D-Fry. And I was like, I don't know. And then he said D-Nice. So he went back and forth from D-Fry and D-Nice.
It's nice that they gave you the chance to endorse your own nickname. Sometimes you just don't get to choose at all. They just start calling you stuff.
So
you just have to take it.
Absolutely.
So you started off on the right note.
Oh, absolutely. Started off on the right note. Catching a game-winning touchdown.
I did not play high school football, but I did play in the ninth grade, which kind of qualifies. Mm-hmm. So my first game in the ninth grade, we were playing the Maitland Golden Hawks against the Lakeview Red Devils. Mm-hmm. Lightning delay late in the game. Golden Hawks, my team, down 12-6. Got to sit on the school bus for about 30, 45 minutes. That was a real safe place to go, I'm sure.
Exactly.
In a Florida thunderstorm. Finally get to play again.
Okay.
Final drive, the Golden Hawks, quarterback Donick. Mm-hmm. Fourth down conversion. Then game-tying touchdown pass, 12-12.
There we go.
No time on the clock. It was a 2 minute drive.
Uh-huh.
So we tied the game at 12, mm-hmm. and it's chaos, uh-huh. right? It's a throw to the end zone on. We had a fourth down conversion on third down. If our guy had caught the ball, because it was kind of a desperation dump off, if he had caught it, the clock would have run out.
Oh,
luckily he dropped it, gave us one more play. We scored.
Did he say he dropped it on purpose?
No, he did not drop it on purpose. I did give him a lot of – I was like, thank you for dropping that ball. I shouldn't have even thrown it to him. But so I threw a touchdown pass. That's exciting. Now we got to kick the extra point. Who's the kicker? Me.
Willie Donick.
I'm the kicker. They had the old kicking block.
Yes,
right?
You can, the black one.
Yeah, that little elevation, the block. So we're desperate. What's going on? There's chaos. It's the first game of the year. Our coach throws the block out onto the field. It bounces. We run to get it. We don't get set up. Delay of game. Then we set up the kick again. Mm-hmm. Another delay of game. Or a penalty on us again. 5 yards more back. So then the crowd's going crazy. Finally, we get it all set. Mm-hmm. Donna kicks the extra point from 30 yards out.
Oh, Willie.
Victory against against Lakeview. After all of the lightning delay and everything, it was quite the drama.
You had to be man on campus in the ninth grade after that one.
Oh, I was a big man on campus at that point. Big man.
All the ladies just coming out.
Darn it. Yeah. He had that. He was a lefty, too. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, Adam, how about you?
Friday Night Lights, Adam.
Friday Night Lights.
Well, my freshman year in high school, we performed the Symphonic Beatles for marching band at halftime of the football game.
The Symphonic Beatles. What was on the playlist?
There was some Eleanor Rigby. Yes. I vividly remember. Okay.
And what was your instrument?
Take a guess. You played. Oh, you look like a trombone person.
Nailed it.
Oh,
yes.
And I was a damn good trombone player. First chair, all city, seventh grade.
You know, I was a sousaphone player. Up through the ninth player, the tuba.
Oh, the tuba.
So Adam and I would have been chilling in the back with the bass section.
I played the sax.
I came out of football retirement to play in the ninth grade. But in eighth grade, I would have been marching right alongside Adam.
As Willie knows, you know, all the cool dudes play brass instruments.
That's right.
All the hot girls played the woodwinds instrument.
And we're sitting nowhere near them, unfortunately. Right.
I played the baritone saxophone.
Oh.
Did I know how to play it really? Nope. I didn't.
But I can see T-Bass chilling back there. He could have hung with us.
But back then,
that's,
you know, you watch
so soulful because you played the baritone sax.
You watching all these great sax players and whatnot. And you know, their music is playing. They were playing throughout my house anyway. And you just felt cool with a sax, man. What is it that you can't do with a sax?
No, nothing.
Exactly.
In fact, okay. So Adam, have you taken over the playlist today?
I have. Yes.
Okay.
Is Eleanor Rigby on there? Or?
No. Far from it.
What was the most hip song your team played, like a contemporary song?
I don't know.
Like, Eleanor Rigby's hip, but like your time, like was there a, like for me it was We Got the Beat, the Go-Go's. That was awesome. Like, crank up, We Got the Beat, like, let's go.
Yeah, I'll have to think about that. I'll have to go back in my mind.
Our drum section, they pounded out those drums, it was awesome.
2003, 2004, I'll think about it.
Okay, yeah, think about your fun number, and let's put that on the playlist today.
Okay, but in the meantime, do you remember a couple of months ago when the NFL released its schedule and that guy from the league office, Mike North, went on all of the podcasts, and when he was asked, what about the Tennessee Titans? What about Cam Ward not having any primetime games? And he said, well, you can't draft your way into primetime. Joke's on you, Mike North. Primetime tonight. Vikings, Titans, preseason.
Let's go.
Nationally televised. Take that.
They earned their way into a national spotlight game.
You can draft yourself into primetime in the preseason, is what he meant to say.
Yeah, you can do that. But I wouldn't recommend it, but you can. I mean, it is what it is.
I just remember Willie's reaction to that interview. There's We've Got the Beat.
Picture the tuba section going.
We're having a little fun, people. Bear with us. We're just having a little fun. It's Friday.
Reminds me of the opening of Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh, a great movie. Yeah.
Great movie. Great soundtrack.
One of my favorites.
Nothing wrong with that movie.
As Jason in Clarksville says on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, Bill Clinton epitomized coolness on the saxophone.
Yes, he did.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
They tried to make the flute cool with
Ron Burgundy.
Yeah, Ron Burgundy. It just didn't hit. It didn't hit.
Playing jazz flute.
Yes.
It didn't hit like you were supposed to, I don't think.
No.
Yeah, so there we go.
Woodwind instruments aren't super cool.
No.
Minus the sax. You've got the flute and the clarinet and the oboe. Yeah, whatever. Anyway, so up yours, Mike North, because the Titans are in prime time tonight against the Minnesota Vikings in the final preseason game of the season. Cam Ward in his final tune-up before facing the Denver Broncos on the road in week one a week from Sunday. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
I
or
think
2 weeks
so.
From Sunday.
Two weeks from Sunday.
I forgot there's like a gap, which that's weird. But here's the question for the two of you and all of you at 615-737-1025. And we'll take your thoughts on this throughout the show. What do you slash we want to see from Cam Ward in that final tune-up before Denver in a couple of weeks? Just as a refresher, Cam Ward statistically is 7 for 15 passing, which is a completion percentage of 46.7%. He has 109 passing yards, no touchdown passes, no interceptions, and a 71.3 passer rating. I'll just start simply, guys. Mm-hmm. I want to see Cam Ward throw a touchdown tonight. Let's keep it simple. He hasn't thrown a touchdown yet. He's tried. He's taken his shots. I would like to see Cam Ward in his one home preseason game throw a touchdown pass. So we have a positive highlight to look at, because a lot of the plays that we've been talking about that Cam Ward has made have been incomplete, right? Namely, the Van Jefferson throw in the game against Atlanta last week. So I'll keep it simple. I want to see Cam Ward throw a touchdown. I would like to see him throw a touchdown. I know he can do it. Mm-hmm. I would like to see him throw a touchdown.
Yeah, that is simple, and I hope it does happen. I think it will sort of, you know, go into the end of this offseason, preseason, on sort of a good note that your quarterback has thrown a touchdown. Now, granted, it's going to be against the, you know, Minnesota second unit, majority of them, but still getting that feeling back. And I think you need it. What I want to see, because their first drives, if I'm correct, they haven't been good the last two preseasons. For whatever reason, whether it be penalty or just three and out, they couldn't connect. I want to see Cam put together a good drive on the first drive. It doesn't have to be a touchdown, even though, like you said, Adam, a touchdown would be great. But I want to see him lead the first drive. I want Brian Callahan to put together the first 15 as he's doing it for game in season. So Cam can get a true idea of what he can do, what he can't, how he's going to move the offense down the field. Now, granted, some of his players may not be playing, mainly on the offensive line, but still trying to build a connection again with these young receivers that are going to play. Building that connection, you know, because there was a fracture a little bit with Van Jefferson, but I think Van's going to be perfect. I think he's going to be all right. I'm not even worried about the drop. But if they can connect in this game, you know, once or twice on a drive, I think that'll build up the confidence for the offense as well, because Calvin's not going to play. So that's what I want to see. It doesn't necessarily need to translate into a touchdown. It would be great, Adam. But I want to see him move this team down the field on that first drive as if it's the first drive of the Denver Bronco game.
I'm. You know what I'm most curious is, do they try to run some high percentage passes, some easy throws, just to feel the connection a little bit more? Or will they just do whatever what they've been doing and just hope that it's better this time? I'm just curious about that, because the theme of the last game was, yeah, the stats didn't look good, but he took some shots down the field. And so you're feeling out, you know, what you can do, what your receivers can do. And so if you're not worried about the results, which you really shouldn't be, then you shouldn't really care about what the stats look like tonight. But there is something to be said, I think, about having a good feeling about how your outing goes. It's basically a dress rehearsal, but you want not to be panicked at the end of the dress rehearsal. So I wonder if we'll see a little different type of play calling tonight. Just curious.
Paul Kaharsky reported about an hour ago that among the Titans' notable players who will not be playing tonight, Calvin Ridley, Kevin Zeitler, Tony Pollard, Lloyd Cushenberry, J.C. Latham, Tavondre Sweat, Tajay Spears, and Legarius Sneed, which means I believe Jeffrey Simmons intends to play tonight, which is a rarity for Jeffrey Simmons to play in the preseason. A couple of texts on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHundy.com. One texter says, a Cam Ward 30-yard rushing touchdown incoming. That would be nice, but
I don't want him to run.
I am not going to pick that. I'll take it to the bank at the end of the show.
It is notable, in my mind, that He hasn't run at all, right? He hasn't tried to run. He scrambled and threw the ball out of bounds. I don't think he's run, right? Not once.
I don't think he has either.
And I don't think he's really taken any hits at all, right? Which is fine. That's what you kind of want in the preseason. And I am looking forward to seeing what he does in utilizing his legs, his mobility, when the real games start. Because we did see with Will Levis, not only was he willing to run, but he ran recklessly and he got himself hurt.
Yeah, I don't think Cam is that type of quarterback. I think he's going to try to stay in the pocket, or if he has to scramble, or if he has to get outside the pocket, he's going to try to buy enough time to get the ball down the field. Now, I think he will run if he needs to, if he understands the game in the moment, and he will run. But I think his first inclination is to, listen, I'm going to drop back and I'm going to throw the football. I'm not trying to run, because the way the offense is geared and built, everything should come out of your hands very quickly anyway. So you shouldn't have to scramble or feel the need to run, you know, a lot during a game. Now, some games you may have to run, but I think this offense is built for the quarterback to stay in the pocket.
Wes in Clarksville says, I want to see Cam play until halftime. He needs playing time. I don't know what the plan is. I imagine it's the same plan as the previous two preseason games, at least two series. Cam Ward did play a third series against the Falcons last week, but unless I missed it, I believe the plan is the same. Although I do wonder if, since it's the only home preseason game and Cam Ward hasn't played a game at Nissan Stadium, they did the practice at the stadium. He also did make an appearance at the Savannah Bananas game when they were in town, but he hasn't played a game at Nissan Stadium. So I wonder if maybe the coaching staff gives him an extra series for the home crowd. I don't know.
You know, a part of me does want him to play and to have time, because I think he needs the reps. I think, and another reason is this: as much as we talked about Jeff and how he's not a leader and or questioning his leadership at times, he's choosing to play. He's like, I want to play. They didn't say he had to play. He said, I want to play it. From the article that he said, I want to play the last game. And he's playing. Now, how many snaps he plays, I don't know. But when one of your guys that really don't have to do it say, I want to play in this last game, then I think you should look at the quarterback position and, you know, basing on how the game goes and not, you know, I've already scripted you're going to play, you know, a quarter or you're going to play three series. No, allow the game to sort of dictate when you pull them or if you keep them in longer.
Quickly, let's go to Jared in Spring Hill on our phone line, driven by Wilson County, Hyundai.com. Jared, thank you for calling. Go ahead.
I'm right there with you, Adam. I just want to see something simple, and that's, can we throw a touchdown? And this is bigger picture with me because, again, Cam Ward came in. He gets all this hype, you know, but yet he hasn't thrown a touchdown yet. His numbers are marginal at best. You know, he didn't really do all that much in college. He wasn't in the ACC championship, kind of in the Heisman race. Historically, his numbers were okay. And it just seems like in every situation, in every scenario, he gets the benefit of the doubt. What does this guy earn to get the benefit of the doubt jumping out of the gate as a rookie, and he's not even throwing a touchdown in two preseason games? I mean, it just kind of gets me worked up that everybody is just so certain that this pick is going to work out. And I haven't seen it yet, so I would love to see for something, see the Titans show me something to believe in tonight, notably throwing a touchdown. And Callahan needs practice scheming some stuff up, too.
Thanks, Jared.
DMS, it's only five series, so let's not. I don't worry about the stats.
And the Titans, by the way,
I'm not worried about the touchdown pass either. I would like to see some good things, etc. But did you guys scheme in preseason games?
No, we didn't. We were. It was almost as if like we were calling plays. It was like to see what works, not necessarily because they're playing vanilla defense, and we're just working on some things that we may use and we may not use, but it ain't like we schemed like for them. No, you figure these are the plays we're going to run regardless of what defense they play, and we're going to go from there.
615-737-1025. The Titans, by the way, in Cam Ward's five preseason series have scored one touchdown. That was a Tony Pollard touchdown in Tampa.
So I don't. Do we really care if it's a touchdown pass?
No, as long as they score.
Right.
I'm just adding context.
But that's worth pointing out. It's not like they haven't scored a point, right?
Right.
They do have a touchdown drive in there. I wonder how many teams do scheme. Like the last point that he made, do you scheme to help your quarterback look good? I do believe. I was told that when Vince Young was struggling, and he did go through some struggles, that they schemed preseason games for him to help him look good for confidence, etc., because he struggled so badly when they didn't scheme.
But typically it's just – I'm sorry, Adam. But typically it's we get, you know, the plays for the week. It's plays that we have been working on in camp anyway. We get it, and these are the plays that we're going to run. We're going to see if they work. We may watch a little film of who we're going against, but very minimal because we're watching practice of ourselves. But we're not game planning and say we got to do this against this guy. No, we're not game planning for that. It's because it means nothing to us.
615-737-1025. Titans versus Vikings tonight at Nissan Stadium. What do you want to see from Cam Ward in his final tune-up before the real games begin in Denver against the Broncos in week one? 615-737-1025. Our phone and text lines are driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Later today on ESPN 94.9 The Fan, the Nashville Sounds take on Louisville at First Horizon Park. First pitch is at 6:35. Coverage is also available on the Game Nashville app and at TheGameNashville.com. Sounds baseball on ESPN 94.9 The Fan is presented by Twin Peaks and Family Leisure. Nashville's best deal of the week is Bavarian Beer House, conveniently located at Opry Mills Mall. Enjoy beer, food, music, and fun at Nashville's only authentic German beer hall, where it's Oktoberfest every day. Head to thegamenashville.com/deals now to get a $50 gift card for only $25 to Bavarian Beer House while supplies last. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan here with you. The Titans preseason finale, is upon us. Titans versus Vikings tonight at Nissan Stadium, a nationally televised preseason game. It's on CBS. The question for all of you at 615-737-1025, what do you want to see from Cam Ward in his final tune-up before Denver? Let's go to Rick on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Rick, thank you for waiting. Please go ahead.
Well, I didn't have to wait that long, guys. Thank you so much. Anyway, I think it depends on the offensive line. I think that our twos are probably going to be playing against their twos, hopefully. And if they can give Cam decent protection, I think that maybe they'll play him maybe at least half of one quarter or maybe the whole quarter. I think if he gets chased around a bit, they'll yank him. That's my thoughts, and they should.
Thank you for the call, Rick.
Thank you. I mean, he has a point there. That's why I said, you know, don't go in saying we're only going to play you, you know, 2-3 series or a quarter. Let the game dictate it. If you feel that he's getting good protection up front and he's able to go through his progressions, then, you know, keep him out there a little bit longer. If you see for whatever reason he's getting chased around, you yank him, you pull him, and tell him, hey, we got 2 weeks before the start of the season. We'll get you up to speed.
I want to go back to the call from Jared in Spring Hill in the first segment, talking about Cam Ward. He said a couple of things that I want us to discuss. He talked about, one, Cam Ward getting the benefit of the doubt when it comes to his poor statistics in the preseason for those who track his 11-on-11 and 7-on-7 snaps in practice. Those numbers, I don't think, were sparkling at the beginning of training camp. I don't know what they are now because I don't really care about his completion percentage in practice. But Cam Ward getting the benefit of the doubt. The other thing that Jared in Spring Hill said is Cam Ward came in with so much hype. I thought that was part of the whole Cam Ward story, is that he had no hype from the moment he was drafted. Remember, the Tennessee Titans select Cameron Ward out of Miami. Cut to ESPN. Hey, Cam Ward, so Shedeur Sanders, let's talk about him for the next 10 minutes.
Right.
That was the whole thing. That Cam, I honestly, tell me if you guys get the same vibe. Honestly, the national NFL media has I feel like they've been trying to make up for lost time talking about Cam Ward over the past couple of weeks. After essentially ignoring him in April and May and June, I would say in the month of August, and I guess July, in the month of August, it's been Cam Ward, Cam Ward, Cam Ward. Like, since Shedeur Sanders is fourth on the depth chart in Cleveland, they want to focus on the quarterback who's actually going to start at the beginning of the season. But let's start with the Cam Ward getting the benefit of the doubt. Do you agree with that?
No, I don't think, but I get, you know, people having, you know, their opinion or looking at it a little bit different. I don't think he's gotten the benefit of the doubt, at least not for me. I just see the team for what it is. And we talked about this yesterday. Like, sometimes the numbers are not going to be indicative of how the guy is playing. If you watch the game and watch it from a lens of what they're trying to do, how they're trying to do it, did he read it correctly? Was the receiver in the position, or did he put the ball in a position where the receiver could have gotten it? These are all of how is he managing the pocket? These are all the things that you're looking for. I don't give a damn about a stat in preseason. It's nice. You know, it's nice to see. I'm sure in New York, the Jackson Dart's ripping it up. I know it's nice to see. And some of these other quarterbacks, you know, Tyler Shaw, I think he may be ripping it up too. It's nice to see. It's great. But then when you go back on and turn on a film, what are you seeing? That's all that I care about. And what I've seen from Cam, I've watched both games, all 22, just like they watch it, and I know how to watch it. He played better than what his numbers suggest. Now, listen, in the big scheme of things, it's like, man, you got to move the ball down the field. I get it. But if you're just looking at the quarterback and how he's progressing and how he's developing, you can see it's there. Now he needs to take another step, and it needs to look good tonight. And make no mistake about it. But what I'm seeing, I'm encouraged by. I'm not looking at him like, man, whoo, we're in for it. No, I'm encouraged by the things that I'm seeing from him.
What were Jaden Daniels' stats in the preseason last year?
I have no idea.
Exactly.
I can try to find
That's them. Why I'm bringing it up. I don't care. Do you care?
Not really.
Do you care?
No, I don't care.
Now, if you're curious, I'm sure, and Adam right now is going, he's pulling them up. But whether they're good or not, it didn't matter. Right, I don't think it mattered to Washington. We can look up C.J. Stroud's two years ago. I don't really care.
Caleb Williams.
It doesn't matter. It's what the coaches are seeing. Mm-hmm. The preseason stats, the results, don't care. I will ask this again to those who didn't hear me ask it earlier this week. Have you ever made a fantasy draft pick in your league based on how the numbers went in a preseason game? Like, you might notice that a guy's getting a lot of carries, like a running back or something like that. You say, well, this guy's getting some carries. But whether he ran for 50 yards or 100 yards, or that's not that important, because a lot of the guys that are putting up the, quote, numbers in the preseason games are guys playing an entire half against twos and threes in a lot of cases. It's usually not an indicator of how the person's going to do in the regular season.
It appears that Jaden Daniels completed 12 of 15 passes in the preseason. Last year, he had a passer rating of 100.8.
Ooh.
I don't see a touchdown throw. No touchdowns. 12 of 15, zero touchdowns.
Okay.
Well, he did well.
C.J. Stroud in 2023. Hold, please.
He's going in his bag right now.
Hold on. C.J. Stroud. Where is it? Come on, Stroud. Where you be?
Computer. That a computer.
I don't Adam see him. Brains. Did he not play in the preseason?
He really did. I remember them taking him out. It was what you were saying.
Yeah.
Here he is. 11 for 20. One touchdown, one interception.
Okay.
A passer rating of 62.3.
All right.
So you have one that played so well.
There's two.
One that didn't.
The two best rookie quarterbacks in the last however many years. One played pretty well. One didn't play very well. Yeah. If you only look at the stats.
Yes.
Now, we're not going by what they showed on tape. Or not showed on tape, right? But it turned out pretty well.
So don't go by the stats.
Jared from Spring Hill has chimed back in to follow up. Oh, he says, if none of this matters, then get rid of the preseason. It has to matter, especially for a team that has won 9 games in 3 years.
J.J. McCarthy isn't playing tonight. He's never played in an NFL game. He's not playing tonight, so they clearly don't think it matters.
NFL teams, Jared, believe me, I get what you're saying. But NFL teams don't care about the preseason. They don't. Why do you think guys don't play? Guys do play. They want to set their roster. Yes, they want to know what that back end, that bottom end of the roster looks like. So, you know, preseason is really for them. That's why you see so many teams now doing these, you know, practicing against another opponent during camp, because they don't want their guys out there playing in the game, because they don't want, you know, open them up to any injury. So, I understand the premise of what you're saying. I really do. But the NFL don't care. If the NFL could wipe away preseason and still get their money from the gates, they would. If they can add 2 games to the regular season and do away with the preseason, they would do it in a heartbeat. So they don't care about it. And the players, the whole preseason is about developing. It's not just the games are like cherry on top. That's what the games are. It's like cherry on top. You get to show what you learn throughout the week. But it's the week. It's the days leading up in training camp to the opening game of the season.
And also keep in mind that Titans fans are still reeling from the Will Levis experience. And there are Titans fans who say, hey, this time last year, the Titans were pumping Will Levis's tires. He was going to be great. The hype was huge. And then Chicago happened. Maybe, just maybe, and look, Titans fans, I know you are a long-suffering lot. Remember the Sports Misery Index from last week? Top 10? I know that you are a suffering lot. You haven't had much success recently, especially at the quarterback position. But maybe, just maybe, Will Levis and Cam Ward are two totally different people with two totally different levels of talent. This is not to say that Cam Ward's going to be the next Jaden Daniels or CJ Stroud, but I think we can all agree that Cam Ward is a more talented player than Will Levis. So I understand if Titans fans are scarred from what happened a year ago, but I think it's important to try to separate the two as best you can. 615-737-1025. Our phone and text lines are driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We will continue to take your thoughts on Cam Ward, his preseason finale tonight at Nissan Stadium against the Minnesota Vikings. 615-737-1025. But coming up next, we're going to discuss the other most important questions that still need answers as roster cuts approach in a matter of days. 615-737-1025. Willie Darnick, Derek Mason, Adam Bingham, 1025 The Game. This fall, live at the Pinnacle at Nashville Yards, Tim McGraw will perform at Trinetics' Rock the Cradle. This event is sure to be a great time celebrating a great cause. Proceeds from the event will support newborns and moms at Ascension St. Thomas Midtown. Get your tickets now at rockthecradlenashville.org. Willie Darnick, Derek Mason, Adam Bingham here with you. Talking Cam Ward, Titans preseason finale tonight against the Minnesota Vikings. Let's go to our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Neil from Nashville. Neil, thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, thank y'all for taking my call. How y'all doing today?
Good.
D-Mace, man.
Yes.
Lifelong Titans fan. You are amazing.
Thank you.
So, and I do have a dad joke if you want to hear.
Go ahead. Give it to us.
An early dad joke.
Exactly. Huh?
Did you hear about the rainbow that got arrested?
No.
Yeah, it went to prison, but don't worry, it received a light sentence.
Prism.
That's a good one.
I see what you did there.
That's a good one. Would that go over kids' head, though?
Yes.
Yeah, well, it would go over kids'
head. Unless you've been studying the colors of the rainbow.
Exactly, absolutely. But I like it.
Roy G. Biv.
Roy G. Biv, our good buddy.
I just wanted to talk about the quarterback situation.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Just about Levis. Levis, and looking at his shoulder in that picture, you know, he's having surgery. He played with a pretty bad shoulder last year, and the offensive line was hot garbage. I didn't want Cam Ward. I do think Jackson Dart will be the better NFL quarterback. I think he's quick getting the ball out, but I do want Ward to succeed. I'm just ready for us just to pull the trigger and get some weapons and get some wide receivers in here, get some dogs, get some D Maces. I'm tired of mediocrity football, but I think Levis will end up being really good somewhere down the road. I think last year he got a little shell-shocked in the pocket, didn't have a lot of time to throw. And if he's listening, man, I don't hate Will Levis, man. I just thought he kind of got handed a raw deal in his first NFL season. So, Cam Ward, good luck to you, brother. We're praying for your safety, and I'm praying that you can get us to the playoffs. Because at the end of the day, I'm a Titans fan, true blue, and I just want our team to be good. But I think it's time for us to start getting some really good wide receivers in here. Let's start moving them chains, baby. Tighten up.
Thanks for the call, Neil. I think Neil speaks for a lot of Titans fans who may not have loved the selection of Cam Ward based on all of the pre-draft analysis. Mm-hmm. However, those same fans are rooting for Cam Ward because deep down, they're Titans fans. I think Neil is like a lot of Titans fans.
And rightfully so. I mean, that's how you may not like every player that your team draft, but you want your team to succeed. So you're rooting for those players to do that. I mean, whether he's better than Jackson Dart or not, I just want him to be the best version of himself and to help the Titans be a better team or the best version of who they are. They got a long way to go. And in particular, the receiver position. I like Calvin Ridley. I think he's more so, and we've talked about this before, Willie, I think he's really just two more years, at most. And that may enter him into the new stadium. It may not. But they need one of these rookies or both of them to really start taking steps toward, you know, fighting for real playing time, not garbage time. I mean, talking about playing time when it's 3rd and 7 and they're putting their best players out there. They should get to a point where the coach is not hesitating at grabbing one of those rookies and throwing them out there. Why? Because they've proven themselves. They're developing. I like the receiving core. The bottom half, I mean, the back half, do need to, prove themselves in this league. I think Van Jefferson is a good receiver. Again, he's taken so much flack, and I don't think it's fair. I think he is a good receiver. Is he a number one? No. Is he a number two? He can be. But right now, he's a receiver that can give you some production out there, and that's what you need for your young quarterback. So, yes, they do need to. That group needs to play better, but more in particular, those two rookie guys, they need to start pushing those veteran guys.
He was talking about we need some dogs.
Yeah.
I still believe that the overwhelming odds and history will tell you that the only way you get the dogs is if you have the picks, right? You mm-hmm. do it through the draft. You can't just go get dogs. They're just not out there in the grocery store to be bought, and it was proven a couple years ago when they spent over $100 million or whatever mm-hmm. they did in free agency. You just aren't getting dogs that way. You might get a couple of good players, the right guy, and what they're hoping for this year with Dan Moore, mm-hmm. he's really not a dog. They're overpaying. They're paying him like he's a dog, mm-hmm. but they're overpaying to get an upgrade from awful, awful to steady, right?
Yes.
That's the idea. That's what you get in free agency. Like, good teams are looking for that last guy to put them over the top, but you've got to get the draft pick. So this is going to take time to surround Cam Ward with dogs.
Yeah, it will. And you, what you're hoping is, again, you're hoping that one or both of these rookie guys show promise, and I mean real promise, and then you can go back into the draft the next following year, and you can find maybe get a receiver in the second round, depending on how those rookies did this year. If they show that they're ready to go, then you may not have to go in the first round and get a receiver. You may pick up one in the second round, but if they don't show that they're ready, you're going to be forced into drafting a receiver first round, because the one thing you got to have for your young quarterback is a young, developed receiver that can grow with him. Right now, they have two, And that's why I'm saying those two guys need to push the veterans for significant playing time.
Chris on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, says, you play in the preseason the way you're going to play in the regular season. Tell me what the excuse will be if Cam Ward doesn't play well after the Denver game.
There's not going to be an excuse. I'm not looking for excuses to make for Cam Ward. If he doesn't play well, he doesn't play well. I'm going to say that. If there are things that I've seen within the game after I watch it and it tells me something different, then I'm going to say I didn't like the way he played, but after looking at the film, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was. That's a if he plays bad. I'm not going into this thinking if he plays bad. I think the kid, he's going to play like a rookie. However that is, he's going to play like a rookie at times, and he's going to look like a veteran at times. I don't care if it is one of the best defenses in the National Football League. What people got to understand is that first game of the season is critical for everybody, because the thing about this one is, and I've said this before, you have no film on Cam Ward. You can't go by the preseason stuff. You have no film on this young man. But you know what? We got all the film on your guy and your defense. That may be an advantage for us going into the Denver game.
I do have a trivia question for the both of you. Mm-hmm. What was the combined regular season record of the 2008 Detroit Lions and 2017 Cleveland Browns? The combined regular season record.
Those are the 0-32, right?
Yeah.
That's
0-16s.
Yeah.
What were the combined preseason records of the 2008 Detroit Lions and the 2017 Cleveland Browns?
I know the Lions were 4-0 or 3-0.
8-0.
8-0.
8-0. Both right. Teams went 4-0 in the preseason, went 0-16 in the regular season.
That's an even better example of the one I was thinking. I was a teenager, moved to Florida, mm-hmm. Orlando. Our teams that we got every Sunday were the Buccaneers and the Dolphins. The Dolphins, of course, Don Shula, Dan Marino, that was a whole different thing. The Buccaneers had a decent run. Remember with Doug Williams?
Mm-hmm.
They were pretty good. Doug Williams defected to the USFL and played for Woody Woodenhofer, of all people. That's a whole other story. But the Bucs didn't have him because of a contract dispute. If you look at Doug Williams' biography on NFL Films, check that out sometime on NFL Network. The Bucs, it was one of many, many pitfalls the Bucs fell into. But they went 4-0 in the preseason that year. And they were like, we don't need Doug Williams. We got the throwing Samoan. We got Jack Thompson. That's what he was known as, the throwing Samoan. And if that doesn't work, we got Jerry Goldstein. And the Bucs went 1-whatever. You know, they were terrible. I think they lost their first 10.
Jerry Goldstein.
They're like, 4-0 preseason, huh? Okay.
Is Jerry Goldstein a quarterback or an accountant?
Exactly.
He might have been an accountant in the offseason. He could have been.
Jerry Goldstein. Got it. Got a speeding ticket? Call Jerry Goldstein.
Take a look at the Bucs season that year, Jerry. The throwing Samoan, Jerry Goldstein's numbers. That'll be
amusing
during the break.
You want to fight that parking ticket? Call Jerry Goldstein.
As you're looking that up, Dustin in Hopkinsville says, man, just go out there and give it your best. Enough of this savvy, trying things out crap. Play ball. Be a damn man. Impress us with your best. We don't have time for theatrics or word salad. Be a man.
Be a man.
Dustin says, be a man.
Be a man, Titan. Was he talking about us or was he talking about the Titans?
I think he was talking about Cam Ward.
Oh, Cam Ward.
Be a man.
Be a man. Just go out there.
Be a man. Like from Mulan.
Go out there and just win. No, you.
I enjoyed that one.
I think you got it, yeah.
One of us got it. Two of us got it. Oh, boy.
The 83 Bucks
okay.
Went 0-9 out of the game. When they let Doug Williams hold out and didn't sign him.
Hold on.
Yes.
Willie was still thinking about the Bucks.
I thought you guys were. I was very curious about Jerry Goldstein.
Yeah, he was very
Jack
curious
Thompson.
About Jerry Goldstein.
But think about passing on. But this is again to illustrate how insignificant the record
exactly.
of the preseason, especially the record, but the stats so same much, but.
Didn't the Lions
Jerry
like,
went 0-3 as a quarterback.
Didn't the Lions go like two preseasons in a row without losing a game, or is that Baltimore? I think Baltimore. They were on a
21 or 22 game.
Yeah, that was Baltimore.
Preseason win streak.
Yeah, until last season. They lost last season.
Those dang Commanders, yeah.
615-737-1025. Since we didn't get to it in this segment, we're going to move it to the next segment. What are the most important questions that still need to be answered by the Titans as roster cutdown day approaches? I want to say it's Tuesday?
Yes. So you have it down by Tuesday.
So just a few days left. A lot's going to change on the Titans roster between now and Tuesday. What are the most important questions that still need answers from the Titans from a roster perspective? You let us know as well at 615-737-1025. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Bingham, 1025 The Game.